Lloyd Braun thought the success of Millionaire might be the last straw for Tarsus, and soon afterward he read a gossip item on the internet reporting that she was about to be fired. It was a difficult time for Tarsus. She and Robert Morton broke up. She was spotted at a restaurant making out with Friends star Matthew Perry after denying they were having an affair. She had failed to show up for a week of budget meetings in New York and had to send a written apology. Iger met with Tarsus, and she emerged from their meeting triumphant. Iger issued a public statement of support, calling the rumors she would be fired totally untrue. Braun was dismayed. Even before Millionaire's success, Charlie Parsons and Mark Burnett were again pitching the other reality show they'd developed for ABC, Survivor. Andrea Wong loved the idea and was desperate to get it on the network's schedule. Braun, too, had always liked it and was especially eager to get an outdoor, action-oriented show on the schedule that would attract young male viewers. His deputy at Touchstone, Steve McPherson, was also enthusiastic. Admittedly, Survivor posed some unusual issues. ABC would have to commit to all 13 episodes. There would be no pilot. Nothing quite like this had been tried on network television. On the other hand, that was part of its appeal. Wasn't this the thinking out of the box that Iger had called for? Davies, Burnett, and Wong recommended Survivor again to Tarsus and Bloomberg. Braun stayed away from the meeting so as not to antagonize Tarsus. This time they didn't reject it out of hand, but they wouldn't make the commitment either. They told Wong that if she could line up sponsors without a pilot, she could move ahead. She'd heard that Toyota was looking for something unusual, so she started trying to pique the carmaker's interest. Braun was worried that Burnett would shop Survivor to another network while ABC tried to line up sponsors. By now, he was convinced that Tarsus was trying to sabotage every idea he supported, but he decided he'd try again to surmount the problem. He had stopped going to programming meetings to avoid Tarsus, but now he returned. Tarsus glared at him, then looked away. He decided to ignore this and ask a question. Everyone in the room froze. Tarsus pretended she didn't hear it. So he asked again. This time she gave a curt answer while looking the other direction. Braun got up and walked out. Afterward, he told Mark Petowitz, the lawyer in charge of business affairs for Touchstone Television, that he'd had enough and he was quitting. "I'm finished." Iger just gave her a vote of confidence. No one cares what's happening at this place. Fuck it. Word of Braun's unhappiness filtered up to Iger, and a few days later he called a meeting. "You are going to behave like adults," Iger told Braun and Tarsus. They met in Stu Bloomberg's office. "This is ridiculous," Iger began, and lectured them like grade school children. "You are going to get along, and that's it." Tarsus was twirling her hair around a finger, avoiding looking at Braun. "I've spoken to Jamie," Iger continued. "I know she wants to say something." "I realize I've made some mistakes," she began, still not looking at Braun. "Maybe I haven't behaved in a mature way, but it's been hard for me. The rules changed. If you would show me more sensitivity, maybe this would work." "Lloyd, do you want to say something?" Iger asked. "Yes, I do," Braun said. "Jamie, I don't believe one word you just said."